So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the source for the Mishnah's halacha of Omer Gabi Keil, Magabi Behem, Magabi Ragli, Chaver Pasel. If during the Avodah the Kohen was standing either on the utensil or on an animal or on the feet of another person, this constitutes a chatzitza, a separation between the Kohen's feet and the ritzpah, the floor of the Azara, and therefore the Avodah becomes disqualified. The source is through the following mamatzinu, a comparison. Since the ritzpah and the kli sharis are similar in that they both have kedusha, just like in the kli sharis, there may not be any separation between the kohen's hand and the utensil he's holding, because as Rashi explains regarding Kabbalah Sadam, the pasuk states v'loka ha-kohen, which teaches that the kabbalah into the kli must be done with the actual hand of the kohen, with no chatzitza. So regarding the ritzpah, there may not be any separation between the kohen's feet and the floor during the avodah. The Gemara, however, inquires, nidaldlo ha'evin v'omra lahumau. If the kohen stood on one of the stones of the ritzpah that became loosened, is this considered a chatzitza or not? And the Gemara explains, there's no question in the case of heichad ein daita l'char b'davadei chaitza. If they do not intend to reconnect the stone to the floor, it certainly is a chatzitza, and the avodah is possible. The question is only in the case of the daita l'chabra, they do intend to reconnect the stone to the ritzpah. Perhaps, keeping the daita l'chabra, kamada machabra dami. The stone is not considered a chatzitza because it's considered as if it was already reconnected. Or, hashta mi hot lisha, the stone is considered a chatzitza because it is currently not connected. The Gemara then asks a second question. Nekra ha'evin va'amah b'mkayim amahu. If a stone of the ritzpah was removed and the kohen stood in its place, is the avodah valid or not? There's no question that ki kadosh davi ritzpah ad aras de tohim kadosh. David HaMelech was mekadosh the ritzpah all the way down to the depth of the tohim, and therefore this cavity is also considered the ritzpah. The question is only derech shiris bekach or ein derech shiris bekach. Is performing the avodah inside the cavity considered the regular way to do the avodah, and the avodah is kosher, or it's not the regular way to do the avodah, and the avodah is pasul? Teiku, this question remains unresolved. Misha concludes with the following machlokes: kibul besmoil pasul, Reb Shimon machsher. If a kohen received the blood into a kli sharis with his left hand, the chacham holds the avodah is disqualified, while Reb Shimon holds the avodah is kosher. And the Gemara explains, all agree that kamokim shenema etzba in el yamin. Wherever the pasuk uses the word etzba, the right hand is required because there's a gzeir shav of the word etzba. The pasuk of Chata states, v'loka hakoy medam achatis be'etzboi, v'nosn lakarnas mizbeach ha'ila. And the pasuk of Mitzayra states, v'tav lakoyin es etzboi hayamanis. Just as regarding Mitzayra, the word etzboi refers to the right hand, so to wherever the pasuk says etzba, it refers to the right hand. The machlek is merely where to apply the word be'etzboi in the pasuk of Chata. The Chacham hold, Mikra Nidrish Lefanavu La'achav. The word can be applied to both an earlier word and a later word. Therefore, the word Be'etzbay is applied to both the earlier word V'lakach, which is Kabbalah, to receive the blood, and to the later word V'nasa, which is the equivalent of Zrika, to smear the blood onto the Mizbeach. And this teaches, Be'etzba V'lakach, Shleite Kabbalah Ela B'yamin. The Kabbalah must be done only with the right hand, and Be'etzba V'nasa Shleite Nesina Ela B'yamin. The Nesina must be done only with the right hand. While Reb Shimon holds, Mikra Nidrish La'achav V'loy Lefanav. The word can be applied only to a later word, but not to an earlier word. Therefore, we only say be'etzba benasin shleitei nesina ela biyamin, but we do not say be'etzba belachech, and therefore kibul besmol kasha. The Gemara also mentions a third opinion of his son, Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, who holds mikra nidrish lafanim v'loy la'achav. The word can be applied only to an earlier word, but not to a later word. Therefore, we only say be'etzba belachech shleitei kabbala ela biyamin, but we do not say be'etzba benasin, and therefore nasin besmol kasha. The Gemara cites a second machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham regarding Zrika b'smol, regarding other karbanos where the word etzba is not mentioned. If the kohen sprinkled the blood onto the mizbech with his left hand, is the avodah kasher or pasul? The Chacham hold zarek b'smol pasul, because the Chacham hold kamakim shnema etzba ikkuhuna in el yamin. Wherever the pasuk uses the word etzba or even the word kuhuna, the right hand is required because there is a gzeir shava of the word kuhuna. The pasuk of karban oila states v'zarek b'nei anakan mizdami al mizbech saviv. And the pasuk of Mitzayra states, "B'tav l'koyin esetz boi hayamanis." Just as regarding Mitzayra, the word hakoyin refers to the right hand, so too, wherever the pasuk says hakoyin, such as in Zrika, it refers to the right hand. Therefore, the Chacham hold zark b'smol pasul, or Reb Shimon holds zark b'smol kasher, because kamakim shnema yad en elyamin, etzba en elyamin. Only where the pasuk states yad or etzba is the right hand required, but where the pasuk uses kuhuna, the right hand is not required. Rather, kuhuna comes to teach bikuhunai. The kohen must wear the big dikuhuna, therefore Reb Shimon holds zark b'smol kasha. The Gemara applies this machlekes to Rava's gzeir shava of yad yad l'kemitza. In the karban mincha, the kemitza, the removal of a portion of the flour and oil, must be done with the kohen's right hand, because there's a gzeir shava of the word yad. The pasuk of Kemitza states v'yamalikab b'memeno, and the pasuk of Mitzayra states v'alboin yodi hayamanes. Just as regarding Mitzayra, the word yad refers to the right hand, so too, wherever the pasuk says yad, as in Kemitza, it refers to the right hand. According to the Chacham, the Gezer Shav of Yad is not needed to teach that the actual Kemitza must be Biyamin, because we already know this from the word Kehuna, since the Chacham holds Kamakab Shinema Etzbay Kehuna in Eliyamin. Therefore, we must say, Chad Lekoimitz Biyamin, V'chad Lekiddish Koimitz Biyamin. The word Kehuna teaches that the actual Kemitza must be Biyamin, and the word Yad teaches that the Kohen must then put the Koimitz into a Kli Sharis only with his right hand. Similarly, according to Rabbi Shimon, the word Yad is also not needed to teach Koimitz Biyamin, because we already know this from the pasuk that states Kodesh Kodeshim hi kachatas v'cha asham. A mincha is compared to both a chatas and an asham, and that bala of the biyad of the biyamin kachatas, bala of the bikli of the bismol ka asham. The avodah of a mincha that is done with the actual hand, such as kemitza, must be done with the right hand, like the nesin of a karban chatas. And the avodah that is done with a utensil, such as haktaras hakoimitz, may be held even in the left hand, like the zrika of a karban asham. Also, according to Rabbi Shimon, the word yad is not needed to teach kiddush koimitz biyamin, because there are some that hold Reb Shimon leiboy kiddush kaimitz. Reb Shimon holds that the kohen does not need to put the kaimitz into a klei sharis. And even according to the others that hold Reb Shimon boy kiddush kaimitz, bismol achshuri machshir. Reb Shimon holds that the kiddush kaimitz can be done even with the left hand, because this avodah corresponds to the kabbalah's dam of an animal, and Reb Shimon holds kibul bismol kasher. Therefore, we must say that according to Reb Shimon, the word yad is needed to teach kaimitz minchas chayte biyamin. The kemitza of a minchas chayte must also be done with the right hand, because otherwise we would have thought that since Reb Shimon explained the reason that a minchas chayte does not require shemen levayna is because shlehei karbanim mehuder, since a minchas chayte is brought to atone for a sin, his mincha may not be enhanced with shemen levayna. And for this reason, one might have thought that kikometz lo b'smol nami tiskasher, even the kemitza with the left hand is kasher, so that the mincha should not be enhanced with yamin. Therefore, the word yad comes to teach otherwise that kemitz minchas chayte be yamin.